Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so good. Amen. Amen. You know, when Jesus was alive, I'm out of breath here. Whew. That was a good praise. Well done. You know, when Jesus was walking on the earth, he encountered people. And today, he still wants to encounter his people. He wants to encounter his children. That's what relationship is about. You know what Paul's greatest desire was? Paul's greatest desire, his ultimate pursuit, was to know him. To know him. To know him in detail. So closely to walk with Jesus. And I want to read what he says in Romans 8, verse 29 to 30. He says, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory." He gave them his glory. You know that scripture says that we are to become like his son. We are to become like Jesus. We are made in his image. So now we must conform to the image of Christ. How do you do that? Well, you do that through reading his word, learning about Jesus because he is the word. But you also do that through encounters with him. Through that encounter with him, just like Paul had when he was Saul, knowing Jesus so intimately. Because it comes down to relationship versus religion. You can either be bound by religion or you can be set free by relationship. And if you said that prayer earlier with me, you are set free by relationship with Jesus. And you could be bound by bondage, by drugs, by addiction, or you can be set free through Jesus into relationship. But just like that scripture says, that we are to become like his son. Have you ever thought about this? How can you become like his son? How can you become like Jesus if you have not encountered him? If you have not had that intimate moment with him? Because when you encounter Jesus, you learn about his character. You learn about his nature. You learn about, he reveals his love for you, his compassion. That he died on the cross for your sins. So you don't have to live a life of sickness, disease, of sin. But you can live a life of abundance, of blessing, of prosperity. Because when you have an encounter with Jesus, you encounter the person of Jesus. That's what it comes down to. And even in that scripture, at that end, that last part, when he says, "And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory." Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, "The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains by the mighty power of his command." Jesus is and radiates the glory of the Father. So when you have that encounter with him, you can become like him. You are in the glory of God because the Son is the very, Jesus is the very expression of the glory of God. He reveals who God is because we are called to encounter him. We cannot have a relationship without Jesus, without knowing who he is, without encountering him, without him revealing himself to us, because that's what relationship is about. He wants you to know him. He knows you. He wants you to know him too. And he reveals himself to you through that encounter, through when he comes and he does a work in your life. And I know Nal said a while ago, you cannot still be stuck on that last encounter you had a few years ago or even last year. Jesus wants to encounter you right now, right in your room, wherever you may be tonight, listening over Link FM. He wants to encounter you, and He can do that. You don't need to come to church to be sitting here in studio with us for Him to encounter you. Sitting in your home right now, He is there. We are carriers of His presence. You can encounter Him right where you are, because it is all through Jesus. Demons flee because of Jesus. Sickness leaves because of Jesus. Bondage has to fall off because of Jesus. Chains have to break because of Jesus. There's only salvation through Jesus. And what is He saying? He's saying, come to me now and be like me. We are to be like Jesus. There is no greater person than the person of Jesus. And as He reveals Himself to you, think about the works that Jesus did while He was on earth. And what is He saying? You are to do those same works and even greater. But you can't do that by yourself. We can't do that out of our own ability. We can't do that out of our own opinions or feelings or emotions. We can only do that through encounters with Him and by His Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us, because He's given us that same power, that same authority. But we have to be conformed to His image. We have to become like Jesus to do those same works that He has given the authority and power to do. But we have to have encounters with Him. We have to get into this Word. We have to read His Word to know who He is, to know what He's like, what His nature is like, what His character is like. Because when we read this Word, we are reading Jesus. You are spending time with Jesus. You are reading the works He did, how He walked on this earth. And you know, it takes me to a portion of scripture about Mary and Martha. I love that portion of scripture. It's in Luke 10, verse 38. I want to read you that whole passage. Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. And it says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what He taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said, listen to what Jesus said. The very words of Jesus. My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. What did Mary discover? Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. She was listening to what He taught. She was taking in everything He was saying, that encounter she was having at the feet of Jesus. She was taking that all in so she could go out. So she could go and do everything else she had to do. You see, there's time for those details. Yes, we walk in our purpose. We do all of that. There's time for all of those things. But we cannot forget where it starts. The encounter with Jesus. Because you know what disciples do? They sit at the feet of Jesus. That's what Mary was doing. That's what she had discovered. That was the difference. The disciples sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to what He taught, getting to know who He is, that compassion, that nature, that love that He wants to show you, that He has for you. That's what it's about. And what are we called to be? We are disciples who are to be sitting at the feet of Jesus. Because as we sit at the feet of Jesus, encounter after encounter that we have to, we conform to His image, to His image. So when we walk out, who do they see? They don't see me. They don't see you. They see Jesus. We are to become like Jesus. And that was Paul's greatest desire, so that I may know Him, so that I can be conformed to Him, so that I can be just like Him. Because I can't go out and do the works of Jesus without the compassion of Jesus, without the love of Jesus, without that miracle working power that he's given us to use. At his name, demons have to flee. At his name, sickness has to leave. I can't do that by myself. You can't do that by yourself. And if we are called to do that, where does it start? Sitting at his feet, being conformed to his image every single day as you read his word, encounter after encounter, and he wants to encounter you. It's amazing to think that they dragged him off to be crucified. They went and got him, but they didn't have to hold him down. They didn't even have to nail him to the cross because he still would have done it. And he knew still many would reject him. But so many would accept him and be his children and say, Jesus, my greatest desire is to know you. My greatest desire is to be conformed to your image. My greatest desire on this earth is to be like you. There is no other person I want to be. You placed me on this earth. You've given me purpose. You knew what I was called to do. You've put that inside of me, but I want to do it being like you, being like Jesus. So when people see me, they encounter you. They encounter Jesus because we are conformed to his image. We are just like him. And just like that revelation that Mary had, just like knowing I'm to sit at the feet of Jesus, I'm to listen to his teachings, what he's revealing to me through that encounter as I sit there. And he drops purpose. He drops a vision. He just envelops you with his love that he has for you. So you can go out and love on his people. So you can go out and heal the sick. You don't have to walk past a sick person. You don't have to say, get better soon. You can say, you know what Jesus has given me? He's given me the power. He's given me the authority. And because I know I have encounters with him, because I know I'm in his word, I have a relationship with him. At the name of Jesus, the things of this world have to leave. People are set free. And there is no greater thing that we want to see. We are walking disciples. And just like that word you heard last week, we are to go out. Not in our own ability, not in our own might, not even speaking our own opinions, but he's given us his word. Jesus is the word. He's given us that to take out to the people, to his people, so we can bring all of those into this relationship that we have with him. Because this generation, it will not fall away. No more. We take a stand right now. No more will there be bondage. No more will there be addictions. How can there be addictions in our generation, in my generation, when I have the answer, when I have that same power, that same authority that Jesus has given me? I know what he says in his word that I'm meant to do. I'm a disciple of him. I have that same power. Now I can go out and take back the territory that the devil thinks he has taken. And this generation, that revival that we speak about, this is the generation, but it cannot sit here. It has to go out. And that is what we've been called to do. Because if I'm looking and I just see Jesus, Jesus wouldn't just sit. He would go out just like he did as we read in his word. As we read in his word that he has given us, that we are now to take out. He is so good. And he wants to have an encounter with you. So he can reveal himself. So you can be conformed to his image. It's not something that's unattainable that he's just written in his word that we can't have. We can actually do what is written in his word. It is our assignment. It's what he has commanded us to do. But it starts. We cannot forget where it starts. It starts with the person of Jesus. Because of who he is. Because of his love. Because of his compassion. Because of his very nature and character. That we can be conformed into his image. And be just like him. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to go into a worship song. And I just want you right now to say, even just lift up your hands right now and say, Jesus, I am here for an encounter with you. Jesus, I want to be just like you. And you lay it all down right now. And he will come in and he will encounter you. And as you encounter him, you are conformed into his image as you learn and know more about him, his love, his compassion. Thank you, Jesus.